This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome. It's the 30th of January, 2021. January has blown by. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Cunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. This is Radio Law Talk. You can go to RadioLawTalk.com or go to our Twitter and have a great time with us today, because I am telling you, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth, as I always say, because you know what? There's just so much going on right now in this country that is exciting for us sick people. And may I repeat that? A sick in the head lawyer. Maybe I shouldn't say that, because people would use that soundbite. But I was kind of excited because there's a lot of lawsuits going on, Cal. And I felt like, you know what? I know us lawyers, you know, really get into that. But, you know, sometimes we have to kind of, I'm not saying struggle, but, you know, okay, what lawsuits are there to talk about? There's so much to talk about. We'll never get through it
Sick in the head's a little pejorative, wouldn't you say?
Well, I don't know what pejorative means, but that sounds good to me. No, I do.
Deprecating.
We will have a good time today. Remember, we're not giving legal advice. We're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. Use us only around the dinner table when you got someone sitting there that you want to hammer when they say, they say. In fact, by the way, I was driving yesterday, and one of my family members said, they say, and I resisted. I didn't say anything. I just didn't say anything.
How could you?
I resisted, and when they said, they say. So you just have to be able to, just back off. But if they're bugging you, use us as an example. We're going to talk about a couple of things. First of all, we have case or no case, which we love and have a good time with. Robinhood's getting sued, and those of you who don't know who Robinhood is, we'll talk about what Robin is and who they are.
This is irony with that name.
Yes, it is.
What a last few days that's been.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. There's so much going on. It's just Todd's talking about just now. You're talking about another lawsuit we didn't know about, which is...
Look, in the story, isn't it Robin Hood robbed from the rich and gave to the poor? That's how it's supposed to work, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, just some irony there, but we'll talk about it.
We're going to talk about it. We're also going to talk about dead or not. You know, we're going to talk about an interesting lawsuit going on, whether or not someone is dead or not.
You know? Bring out your dead.
I know. I thought it was the same. Monty Python. Yeah, bring it, you know. I'm not dead yet. Oh, he's almost dead.
When you be back on next Thursday?
And believe it or not, football, we will talk about Mr. Kraft. This is interesting. And we got some good legal issues to talk about with that. Guess who the NAACP is suing and why? So that's all I want you to think about. And people are going, oh, well, there's a lot of those going on. But this was an interesting one, who they're suing and why. An immigration lawyer's cell phone is taken. This is disturbing to me, and we're going to talk about this. And obviously, us lawyers have a little slanted, you know, belief in this, and no matter how, you know, what you believe on what spectrum of the political realm, this, to me, is very disturbing, and we're going to discuss that. Ex-FBI lawyer, we're going to talk about pleading guilty. And we've got a Subway being sued. That's a shocker. Remember 2013, we talked about Subway lawsuit? I haven't brought this up to the attorneys yet. I think they know, but Cal, what was Subway sued for in 2013 that we talked about? I know you guys know.
11-inch foot long.
11.5-inch.
Yeah.
11.5-inch.
You say it's foot long, and it's not, man.
It's 11.5-inch foot long. Right. That lawsuit.
There's so much fraud when it comes to claiming foot long.
Anyway, long story short, I knew that would go that way. That's why I'm moving on.
Talk about sin.
sandwiches.
We're going to talk about Sunday worship, speaking of, and the latest Red Wolves lawsuit.
Way to go from that to Sunday worship. Oh, nice.
Some way to religion.
This is whether to release them into the wild or not, that Red Wolf suit.
I'm not going to tell. I'm setting them up to tell you what the lawsuit's about. This is
not Red Wing work boots, but Red Wolf. Different thing. Okay.
Yeah, Red Wolf. Sure. Okay. But we've got a lot of fun things going on here, and I'm just kind of excited. And that's just the start. We have stacks and stacks. Now, Todd, what we do when we come in, we get prepared, and we're all ready to go. And then sometimes something's popping up last night. This morning things are popping up. But, Todd, you brought up a lawsuit that I didn't know about.
Yeah, I just
read it?
I just saw this one. So apparently, you know, we've got all these, the government's going after the big tech companies for antitrust claim. You know, you're restricting people from competing here and there. Well, I just read about a lawsuit where apparently Facebook is suing Apple, the App Store, because Facebook is claiming. Now, mind you, Facebook has been
the powerhouse.
The Facebook has been accused of being very strong-armed when it comes to you got to have this in your code if you're going to use our format, blah blah blah. Well, apparently now they're crying foul because at the App Store has the audacity to require that apps have certain technical specs that they meet.
And privacy specs
as
well.
And Facebook is saying, well, wait a second, we get it, but even your own Apple apps don't have these specs. Why are you asking us to do more than you do yourself? So that one just got started.
Could it be a competitive situation where they're trying to scrounge up for advertisers? I mean, it's got to be, don't you think?
Well, sort of. It's also, there's another little aspect of it that's kind of interesting where Apple's trying to promote privacy for its users and trying to really do that. And, of course, Facebook requires you to give up your privacy rights somewhat to use
Facebook's
that app.
Facebook's trying to exploit the lack of privacy while Apple is trying to sell. In fact, you've seen in their latest television commercials, safe, secure, private, et cetera, et cetera.
And so now there's a problem with that because Apple's kind of requiring all the apps to have these extra privacy things that will pretty much take away Facebook's real powerhouse, which is being able to sell privacy.
Well, you're trying to say, Cal, that Facebook's extorting our privacy. I wouldn't go that far, but I'd say
exploiting,
trying to use it to some degree.
Well, sure they do.
Well, sure, but so does all other businesses.
Search Red Wing Workbook sometimes. See how many ads you get on the right side.
What was it the other day? I did something. I just search something, and all of a sudden it started popping up on my wife's and mine, and I'm like, what the heck? Doggone it, those Pop-Tarts were popping up everywhere.
Boysenberry.
Hey, look,
that sounds good.
I'm telling you, that's this. If you worked it right, this could actually be the best thing for parents. Because what you do is, hey, Mom, can I use your cell phone to do this? Can I get you on your laptop and do this and this? And somebody gets on, and the kid goes and researches all this stuff, and then they're done, and then the parent just goes on, oh, let's see what ads come up after Junior was using. Oh, my gosh. Spicy, hot that's not
food. Maybe that's a husband problem, too.
Spicy hot tacos? Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, welcome, KNET, 1450 AM and 95.7 FM, Palestine, Texas. And by the way, we do have another affiliate coming in that Denise is going to be happy about. I'm not announcing it yet because they don't come on until next week, Denise. But Denise was so happy because why?
Because it's where my mom was born.
Really?
Yeah, we got a new affiliate coming on where it's kind of in Denise's hometown area.
Wait, we have an affiliate in heaven?
Oh,
not pre-born, just born.
Okay, gotcha.
Not her afterlife.
855 Law Radio. Again, 855-529-7234. When we do case or no case, when we come back from the break, we come up on our break pretty quick at the beginning. You can call in and tell Cal Hunter, our producer, what your answer is to the case or no case. You don't have to be on the air, or you can tweet it at Radio Law Talk. A lot of times, many of you go to our podcast afterward. Remember, you can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com after this live 9 to noon every Saturday Pacific time. But if you hear us later, go ahead and email us. A lot of times we respond. So we love having you here. We're excited to be here. Case or no case coming up after the break.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on many people's favorite radio stations and, of course, live every Saturday 9 to noon Pacific on RadioLawTalk.com. We ask that you stay there and the show will continue in just about 4 minutes.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Radio Law Talk.
I never heard that.
that ad, the PetJoy ad. Is that a new one, Cal?
Yes, I have several new ones that are on there.
Oh, that's good. PetJoy. I mean, not that I'm sitting there promoting. I know we're supposed to. But what is Pet? I was kind of just heard it on the side. PetJoy.
It's similar to like vitamins for your dogs and stuff like that.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So Punkin the Wonder Dog will not shed so much and be so mad at me all the time.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, Cal. Let's do the most important thing we do every hour. Case or no case?
All right, here we go.
All right.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right, the year 2015, the place, Dallas, Texas. The parties, ADT Alarm Company, their clients, and one of ADT's employees. It seems the employee would install alarms and look for attractive females in his duties, and then put his email on the security camera list for access so he could test the security system.
Oh, Tom's been doing that for quite some time, yeah. But it's not that way.
He tested it all right.
that could be wrong. What?
watching hours and hours of couples engaged in, shall we say, adult activities. Finally, one couple noticed
playing
on their bill
pinochle,
that there was an extra email address.
Which game was that?
Pinochle, ADT, that there was an extra email address on the bill.
Okay.
They called the company and said, what about that? And then they called their lawyer and asked if they might have a case. Yes, they asked their lawyer the same thing I'm asking you. Case or no case? Mr. Kunin, what say you in the case of the allegedly voyeuristic ADT dude?
Well, possibly voyeuristic.
Allegedly, I said
allegedly.
Oh, I didn't catch that word.
Well, you know, that's interesting because I seem to recall a movie with. I recall a movie. I think it was with Sharon Stone and one of the Baldwin brothers. I think the show was called Sliver. And essentially they all lived in this luxury high rise apartment condo complex, and it turns out that the owner / landlord of that complex had installed security cameras all throughout, and so he could pretty much view anybody in any apartment what they were doing unbeknownst to them. This one sounded very
familiar. Guarantee the complex is security is what you're saying.
Absolutely. We need to make sure you're using the bathroom facilities in the appropriate manner. I think that if this were a case, they would absolutely have a case, and that this would be pretty much a no-brainer because this is voyeurism. This is viewing them without their consent.
But it is Texas, you know, where pretty much anything goes.
So there's got to be some weird quirk to it.
Okay,
so I'm going to say that this is a case. And I'm going to say that the couple does not prevail because the theory that they would be going on would be wiretap, surreptitiously recording. And while there was video, there was no audio. And because there was no audio, the couple loses.
Okay. Whatever. Denise, what say you to Todd's groan-free answer on Case or No Case?
Well, this reminds me of SVU, Special Victims Unit case.
A Yukon?
You know, and SVU. And so,
Todd does a lot of stuff in his SUV.
Oh, no.
Please don't tell us more, please.
Yes. So I remember that, and I remember that it was all seen on video. And the guy got caught because he actually went back to the house, and he went back with a woman, and she had been on the border raped by him, and she had planned all of it and had been recorded because he was a computer guy, and he put it in to this house. Okay, so let me think.
In other words, beware the computer guy is what you're trying to say.
And the alarm guy. Apparently in this case, the alarm guy is an issue. Yeah,
it was a computer guy. You're right, and the SVU. Okay, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say no case.
Okay. Mr. Penny, what say you in the case, again, of the alleged voyeuristic ADT employee?
Alleged. That's why I thank you. All right. Alleged. Yeah. All right, good. I'm going to say, this reminds me of, we're going to talk about Robert Kraft coming up here pretty soon. We've got issues on that. Good for him. He's going to show he's going to be victorious, but we're going to discuss that. Look, I'm going to say it's a case, but here's what I'm going to, I agree with Todd. There's something weird about it. And here's the catch-all or the loophole. I believe the couple signed something in the small print of their agreement with ADT that says that their computer tech guy or whoever will be able to monitor it, and they are able to look at stuff, et cetera, and that's how they get around it, and ADT wins.
That is interesting, and your level of suspicion about my case is intriguing as well.
Yes, it is. It's
okay, so those of you who say this is a case, may I see, that would be Fred and Todd.
Come on, do the
for those
clapping.
Of you who say the couples prevail, or couple or couples prevail, that would be
nobody.
None of you. So those of you who say it is a case, well, good for you.
Yes.
Hey, way to go.
Denise, we're catching you.
For those who say that ADT prevails.
Raise our hand.
No.
It was a straightforward case.
Well, let me tell you what it is.
Simple, straightforward case.
It was, except ADT, allegedly, again, from the latest reading that I've been able to find from Dallas Media, has been working very hard to go to all of the couples on which this guy's email appears and settling with them out of court. So there have been no court cases yet, but a lot of checks have been hastily written, apparently with pictures up in the one corner threatening.
Oh.
So and that's just, that. So that, ladies and gentlemen,
wow,
is in fact a case.
You and I are tied.
Whoa. Are we really?
Yes, sir.
And Todd's ahead of us?
No, he's behind us.
Nice.
And next time,
yes,
the case of the blocked SUV. The case of the blocked electric car. That's coming up next hour.
All right. No, we got 2 minutes left.
No, we got 1 minute. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. We got 1 minute left. When we come back, we're going to talk about Robin Hood, and we are talking about Mr. Kraft. The whole issue was, and the court comes down in a ruling, whether or not videotape can be released or destroyed, because there may be some civil cases coming forth. We'll be back after that, after there are messages to talk a little bit about it.
All right, stay tuned. As Fred told you, we will be back here on Radio Law Talk. You can email us, you may call us, you can tweet us, you can do anything you want to get in touch, and we'd love to hear from you on Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's P-E-N-N-E-Y lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
What's your IRS problem?
You
USA Radio News.
A third COVID vaccine could be available in just a few months. Johnson & Johnson releasing data yesterday that shows its vaccine is 72% effective in the U.S. in preventing moderate and severe COVID. While that's lower than the effectiveness of the other vaccines, Dr. Anthony Fauci tells NBC News the new vaccine still has benefits.
Number one, it's a single dose, much more convenient. It doesn't require a very stringent cold chain. You can just keep it in a refrigerator. It's relatively cheap, and the company can make billions of doses.
If approved by the FDA and CDC, Johnson & Johnson expects to have 100 million doses by June. More info coming out on how COVID affects pregnant women. A study released yesterday finds while only 12% of pregnant women get seriously ill from the virus, those who do are at a higher risk of pregnancy complications and death. Another study finds pregnant women who develop COVID antibodies can pass that protection to their children through the placenta. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
That is our Madonna. Oh, that's down.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
So everybody knows what's going on. This is nothing new about the GameStop, Reddit, Robinhood fiasco, and the I'm going to talk about the hedge fund operators. Look. And we're not going to get in detail about that. We're going to talk about this lawsuit, though. So Reddit, just so those of you don't know, is basically kind of a social media discussion board where people can talk, and the power of those boards are pretty strong. There's a lot of people that are on those boards, and what happens? Hedge funds come in and they do what's called a sell short. And sell short, in general, actually, my wife's like, "What's that mean?" Sell short means basically they're going to bet that the stock's going to go down. Let's just keep it that simple, okay? Well, sure enough, people heard about it and read it, and they all talked about, well, let's go buy it and let's jack it up so these hedge funds will go down. I don't know if that's generally what they said, but that's kind of what happened. And also,
hedge funds said, "I bet that company's going to die." The little people on Reddit said, "Well, let's do our best to save it.
That's exactly right. So that's what happened, and it goes up.
Yeah.
And then there's a company called Robinhood, and there's others apparently other than Robinhood where you can buy stock. You know, us normal people can go in and buy stock,
right?
Yeah,
it's like you're day traders or people that are just doing it on their own or controlling their own retirement funds.
So why is Robinhood being sued?
Well, let's take one step back and talk about why the brokerage Robinhood, why it's called Robinhood. Because you know the story of Robinhood. He robbed from the rich and gave to the poor. And when Robinhood first started, their marketing was, we're going to allow the average person to get in and compete in the stock market with everybody else. You shouldn't be denied because you're a lower income status. We're going to give you a chance to compete with everything. And the other thing is Robinhood has free trades.
Commission-free
trades.
That is awesome.
So for signing up. It was great. Everybody's out. We can finally compete. Which is why it's ironic that when the GameStop price started to go up and the rich hedge funds were the ones that were losing billions because of this, Robinhood, take from the rich and give to the poor, stopped allowing trading to the average. The hedge funds could still trade. To the extent hedge funds use Robinhood, which is probably very rare.
They're the big dogs. They swagger in, yeah, right.
But they stopped the trading for the average folks on GameStop stocks. So essentially, they took an action that protected the big guys, the rich, to the detriment of the poor. That is what this class action lawsuit is alleging.
And what's really interesting is now we're really seeing the volatility of our marketplace, and it's not so free. Because if people gather together and make a decision over social media that they're going to take an action, they can impact the market. And that's really amazing because it shouldn't be that way, to be honest. And I think we're going to start seeing more regulations and things come up because of this.
And speaking of regulations, so in the lawsuit filed against Robinhood, the specific financial industry regulation that they claim Robinhood violated, and I'll be curious to see what Robinhood's defense is to this, is the requirement that, quote, Robinhood must make every effort to execute a marketable order that it receives promptly and fully. So when it comes in, they can't say, well, we're going to do this one versus not that one because we like this person better, or this person has money, more money. When it comes in, they have to execute it as quickly as possible, and they failed to do that when they clamped down and shut down the average person's ability to trade.
Well, their argument is now Robinhood, by the way, there's a second lawsuit in Chicago also of another individual that's bringing it. So I guess it was apparently also BlackBerry, Nokia, and AMC Theaters were having issues too. And
they're the next companies that these little guys think they might try to shore up to make a little profit off of a buying company.
Right. And so they are boosted by Reddit form also. But so the argument is look, we're just trying to save. It's volatility. We're trying to make it so the stock market doesn't go crazy. That's basically their statement is Robinhood's statement. It's restricting trading for several stocks in light of the recent volatility. That's what they say.
Well, first off, day traders love volatility because they can do just what they've done. They can buy low and sell high within a very short period of time rather than taking the long fundamental approach.
Right.
But there are those who claimed that the issue with Robinhood was that because, you know, you can't make a trade until your money's back in your account and it's actually funded. It's a three-day window. So if you say, I want to buy GameStop tomorrow, and you sold another stock yesterday, and the money's not yet in your account, you can't do it. It's a three-day window.
Unless.
What does immediately mean is, I guess, what are the key definitions? And Robinhood said, we don't have a liquidity problem. That's not what this is about. That was what he claimed, which will be interesting to see if that's true.
Now, the funding that you talked about is correct unless you have demonstrated to the brokerage that you have certain financial liquidity enough that you are authorized, have been pre-authorized to do what's called trading on a margin, which is, you can trade essentially using money that you can't. Now, look, that you don't have, but
trading on credit.
But you're good for trading on credit. Now, look, we look at this here, and this is one thing I think Robinhood could probably use as a defense. Okay, and you have to go back to the GameStop corporate valuation. We're talking about a stock that rose by as much as, 1,700% at one time over the course of, a day or two. And the question here is, that's great, but when you look at the company's financials, does the way they operate support that stock price?
No.
And what we know about the stock market is that eventually the financial viability of the company will cause the stock price to level out
to what it should be,
which is not where it is right now. And if Robinhood comes in and says, look, you guys are telling us that we're hurting all of these folks, but the fact is, once the stock price got to, say, 500% above normal, the people that continued to buy if they couldn't execute a subsequent ability to sell, or if they bought it and then the company went back to what it normally has, guess who stands to lose? The average Joes that were jumping on the bandwagon, buying stock for 500% of what it should have been, and now they're going to lose their savings. So Robinhood could come in and say, actually,
we're protecting the little guy.
When you look at it in the long term, we're protecting the little guy from being taken advantage of by a spike in a glamour stock that's not supported by the company's financials.
Whereas,
that's got to be their defense.
Yeah, but that's like basically saying I know more than the little guy.
You know, the hedge funds are basically saying, wait a minute,
the little guy.
Protect us.
Yeah,
well, it could be, but otherwise they're going to have to look at it and say, well, okay, there's that defense, or you're just going to say you're protecting the big guy by not
Is that part of a free market, too, though?
Yeah, so that's the whole point.
This is my thinking.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but the big guys have asked the Securities and Exchange Commission to jump in, you know, and say, where are they now? And the SEC has said, well, first off, we have a female director, so, you know, that should count for something. That was their first official answer. I'm not kidding you. And then secondly, they said, well, we're monitoring the situation, which is like if Fred's driving up the I-80 and there's a traffic crash and he looks at it as he goes by. Did you see that crash? Yeah, I'm monitoring it. Or an ambulance guy.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm monitoring. Don't worry about it.
I do that all the time.
It's interesting.
And look, the idea of suspending trading when the stock market takes an unusual turn, that's not foreign. We look at the New York Stock Exchange, and there are safeguards in there.
Yes.
When the Dow Industrial Average drops more than 700 or 800 points in a day or something like that, I don't know the actual figure.
Yeah.
Trading is suspended to make sure that it's not being artificially manipulated by an outside source trying to come in and destroy the economy. And so, you know, that does happen. Just be curious to see
what happens with this lawsuit. All I got to say is
situation,
this is not fascinating, nothing compared to the problem a French woman has trying to prove she's alive. She has, according to the courts, been officially dead for, 3 years now or more? And she cannot prove and having a difficult time proving she's alive. Now, I think that happened. Now, look.
And the weird thing about this is because she was declared by a court to be dead.
That's exactly. And the weirder thing about that in the United States, they were claiming the opposite. There were dead people that were really alive in November. So,
wait a minute.
Those were allegations. I'm not saying there were. I had to throw that joke out.
That was good.
I thought about it for so long. I'm like, oh, those were Democrats will get mad, or Republicans. I don't care. I thought it was pretty funny. You got to admit, Denise, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, in a very conspiratorial way.
Oh, Todd, was that pretty funny?
Oh, that was absolutely freaking hilarious.
That was right on.
Who cares about Denise?
According to Joker, we don't need Easter because the dead were all resurrected on Election Day.
We're going to still talk about
this,
but the one thing going into, and we'll talk about this later, the thing that's scary about this particular case is because, and Fred, I know you employ people, Denise, you employ people, Cal, you have everything. The very scary thing is that all of this started because of an employee complaint against the person for unpaid wages. And the net effect is she ends up being declared dead. The employer.
Yes.
Not for six months, for over 3.5 years.
And she shows up, here I am, here's my... And they go, no paperwork, there's no... Yeah. And she is just, whatever.
We're going to talk about the alive woman that's really dead, I guess, when we come back.
Let's hope it never happens to any of us. This is the Radio Law Talk program. Stay tuned. We'll continue in just a little bit.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Not all law firms have... Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We serve millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley. Is this real life?
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So back to this Frenchwoman we're talking about. It came down, she owned a business, it was a janitorial business, and an employee filed filed a lawsuit. She was seeking compensation after losing her job more than 20 years ago. And actually, the Huffington Post did a really good, there's a number of articles on this, but Huffington Post did a really good article on this. But this lady, it's not like she just, it's me. She's got a husband and a kid. It's not like she's by herself and nobody can identify her. This is her husband. This is her kid. Yes, this is my mom. And yeah, this is my
wife.
Weren't
there allegations that she either had sold the company or was not a part of the company at the time that the wage claim was filed, or was it still her company? I'm confused.
Yeah, I don't remember that. But here's the thing that happened. The thing, it's not. This is what's interesting about this. It's not like just a lower court. They're at the appellate court level trying to figure out if she's alive or dead. It's not like. Well, there's a judge who was just misinformed. informed. Now we're at appeal. We're at an appeals court trying to figure out if this lady's alive or dead.
Don't mess with the French bureaucracy, buddy.
It's just snowball. You know what it is? It's just a snowballing effect. Yeah. You know, that's the way it was laid out. And we all know once those documents are in the courts to try to get them all reversed is difficult.
And you know, it was an appellate court ruling that ultimately determined that she was not among the living. And the harder thing to really, when you hear it, is the claim that she said she never received notice of that hearing to show up to make
whether
the,
she was dead or alive.
Well,
whether
she was dead or alive.
Why would they?
So yeah, I mean, that is just...
It usually happens the opposite, right, Denise? It's usually the opposite. They're really alive. They're declared dead. Well, not when I say opposite. They're declared dead. But they're really alive, but they're trying not to let people know they're alive, right?
Well, I think that's one kind of category, because in other countries, there are presumptions of death. So if somebody's in an airplane crash, right, and or if they become missing, or even sometimes if they're a kidnapping victim,
right, so many
there's
years
a presumption
of being gone, right?
Yes, yeah. It depends, I guess, on the jurisdiction, but yes.
I mean, this is France, mind you. So
and funny thing about this, all those court of appeals that came in France,
yes,
it would all went up to the highest court in France. And they denied the hearing. They wouldn't hear it.
I mean, I just
not dead.
What do you do?
I just keep thinking about the absurdity of the average court proceeding. I was telling you guys this
on
break.
The court.
So when I show up into court, as I'm a criminal defense attorney, so you know the terminology may change for you in the civil realm, but as a criminal defense attorney, they go, okay, parties, please identify themselves. Prosecutor says, my name is Joe Blow for the prosecution, and they look at me. Todd Kunin for the defendant, who is present out of custody, standing right next to me. In this, apparently, as soon as I say it, Todd Kunin for the defendant, who's present out of custody, objection! Objection assumes facts not in evidence. Okay, sustained. Your Honor, I'd like the court to take judicial notice of the fact that my client is standing right next to me and that I am taking a pulse and that I can feel it. Objection, lack of foundation. Mr. Kunin is not a legal professional.
That's not something that the court could take judicial notice of.
She's standing right there.
You can
right
take judicial
there
notice of her death certificate.
Yes.
But you cannot take judicial notice
of her
life in front of you.
Well, just... But
it could be a imposter.
You could take judicial notice of the fact that somebody is standing right there. I see the person in the courtroom.
Why don't you paint her like, yes, like look like a zombie?
You know, there's a lot of really famous people that have been determined or presumed to be dead.
When they weren't.
Amelia Earhart.
Right.
I mean, who remembers Amelia Earhart?
No, she's
she was
my
presumed
neighbor
to be dead.
Oh, she is.
Right?
I'm telling
we've
you,
got,
she is, yeah.
We've got Michael Rockefeller. He was an anthropologist who went missing in New Guinea. Thank you. I knew that was wrong when I said it.
That's okay. I've said wrong. So, but you mentioned a couple others before
card
that. And a lot of times, Denise,
yes,
not a lot of times, but sometimes it occurs, people are, quote, dead, and then there's an insurance policy.
Right.
And that's sometimes, and then they
or they're
appear
escaping debt. Like they owe a bunch of debt, and they're just like, that's it, I got to pretend like I'm dead, and
like
they fall off the earth.
The gentleman in Florida who crashed this little tiny plane and tried to give the impression in the Everglades in the swamp.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember this case?
Yeah.
And the guy trying to give the impression, oh, yeah, he didn't make it out of there alive. You're
on
alive.
Let's not forget probably the most widely used reason why somebody would fake their own death. It's just because they don't want to see somebody anymore. You know, I'm sorry, baby, it's not working out. No, we got it. Okay, I'm dead.
Or domestic violence victim.
Could be. Yeah, Fred, you said something interesting. You used a word there when you were talking about this that I thought. So if she is legally declared dead, but we can still see her and interact with her, does that make her a zombie? You're legally a zombie. You're dead, but you're here. So, you know, if that were to happen to me, it would be hard to resist the urge to not walk around with one arm limp, just walking into Walmart. Brains, I'm looking for, you know what I mean?
But people would get shotguns and shoot at you.
Well, yeah. Look, that's a small price to pay for comedy.
Well, this poor woman said, a good point.
Oh, man.
This poor woman said, I can't drive. I can't have a count. All I can do
right,
is...
Right, they took her car.
Yeah, she sits on... Well, that's how this... an unpaid debt. That's what that came
it
to
all
be.
Came down. So what's the moral of the story in this thing? Don't mess with your employees.
You know, I'll tell you, if I was her family member, you know this joke would get so old.
Oh,
every
man
time she walked in... Dead man walking.
Is your mother there?
I have a trivia that only you will know the answer to.
Uh-oh.
Todd. Who was Scott Smith who was lost at sea in 2000?
Who was Scott Smith?
And he was
Smith
presumed dead.
Oh. Who was Scott Smith lost at sea?
Sounds like a movie.
Bill Jones. I don't know.
Loverboy. He was part of a bass player. He was a bass player.
Bass player for Loverboy?
Yeah.
I'll have to take a look at that.
Yeah.
Is he still presumed gone?
Or? Yeah.
I saw Loverboy in concert back in the day.
Did they have a bass player?
Well, they did, but that was in 86. So.
Well, okay, might have been him then.
What does this have to do with Robert Kraft? Anything?
He's alive.
things that, you know, talking about things that the public doesn't want to see. Let's just go ahead and call
it. So Robert Kraft, those of you who don't know, very briefly, we're going to go into it.
Briefly.
In Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Shortly.
Listen. Shortly. Oh, my gosh, we're going off the rails already. In Fort Lauderdale, Florida, there is a place where you can get a massage. And I'm going to put that in quotes, the Asian spa. And apparently, and Todd, this is up his alley, it's
only because it's a criminal defense case.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
It's a misdemeanor, right?
Yes.
It's a misdemeanor to do what? To go in and solicit for prostitution, or right?
Yeah, it's a misdemeanor to solicit services of a sexual nature,
right?
During a massage or anywhere else, but
and therefore the standard of getting a warrant. In other words, there's a lot less stuff the police can do in order to catch you in the act that they don't have to go get warrants. And here they put cameras all throughout this massage parlor, and supposedly, allegedly Mr. Kraft was seen, and that the answer is he won the case. They threw out the videos, and the issue is, can we destroy the videos? Because apparently nobody's seen it other than the judges and the prosecutor and some of the police.
So they claim.
Wait, who do the police think they are? ADT technicians? I'm sorry.
Do we have any time? How much minutes do we have left? This segment's over.
Too much, apparently.
But the courts finally came out and said, quote, we're going to wipe these out. We're going to destroy them. Because I agree with that. It can get out. I mean, and apparently there may be some civil cases going on, and that's their argument, is we want to preserve them. And actually the DA's office, the prosecutors, want to get rid of them too.
Oh, yeah, I bet they
do. But it's these civil, you know, people, and actually I think it was the newspapers are trying to get a hold of it.
Yes.
Saying that needs to go out to the public, and the judge said, nope, it possibly could show people in the nude. We are going to destroy it, and that's what's important.
And it could be leaked. This is the thing.
Yes.
You know, that's like really the thing, I think.
Well, didn't Kraft sue the police force for doing it?
This raises an interesting, we're going to talk about this in the next hour, what the remedy is when you believe your Fourth Amendment rights have been violated. And typically, I hate to say it, the primary remedy is that the evidence that was procured in violation of the Fourth Amendment, the primary remedy is it doesn't get to be used in the prosecution. That's why cases get dismissed. But I do want to point out one thing. People look at this and say, see, Robert Kraft has a lot of money, and that's why he was able to get out of this. The thing I don't understand about this case is filing a motion to suppress evidence because you didn't think the police were... It violated the Fourth Amendment. That is like the first responsibility of any attorney, from public defender to rich guy. I don't know why the other defendants didn't.
And they were wealthy, too. A lot of other defendants were wealthy.
Even the non-wealthy defendants, if there were, could have challenged it. Their attorney should have.
Well, they had public defenders.
So sloppy lawyer, you think, Denise, maybe?
Yeah. Or just overworked.
I've got good stories about that. I can't bring up. We're in a case involved with a similar thing. With the public defenders. We're going to come back hour two, talk about NAACP file lawsuit, some FBI lawyers, and we've got all kinds of things. We'll be back.
If you stay right there, the second hour of Radio Law Talk is coming up, and if your radio station doesn't carry it, just go over to RadioLawTalk.com, because we will. That's after this.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.